Building a life as a dancer takes grit, dedication, focus, a load of confidence, resilience, prayer, a few friends, a mentor, and oftentimes a break. Bring It to the Marley is a documentary series, a talk show, and a podcast. I'm your host, Dwana Adeha-Smallwood. International dance luminary, mentor, teacher, creative spirit, and water daughter. My life has been a series of dreams and goals. It's truly been a pocket full of manifestations lived and fulfilled. I've been working hard to find balance between goals, fun, and freedom. I'm here to help you to find true meaning and purpose moving in the world as a dancer, while bringing you conversations with artists who have tasted the world's stage and carefully choreographed the pages of their lives, and who continue to open doors in the world with all its beautiful noise. My hope is that this show helps you leap even when you're fearful, stretch when the walls are caving in, turn when you've hit that ceiling, and dance even when the music seems to silence. Welcome. Hello, 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 and welcome back to all my subscribers out there. Thank you for returning. And welcome to all my new listeners. Happy you could join us. Guys, my earliest memory of the need to reinvent myself was when I was in high school. I was a strange-looking teenager, at least in my eyes. I was long-limbed, lanky, skinny, and flat-chested, certainly not developed at all like my classmates. All I remember was comparing myself to my peers and always having to compete with the girls with long hair, you know, the pretty girls, to get the parts, or the boys. Every day, I would come home crying to my mom. I would ask her, why didn't I look like everyone else? Why was my neck so long? Why were my features different? Why didn't the boys choose me? I struggled for a while to be the cool one or the wanted one or the popular one. Not sure what the need was to be popular in high school, but it actually is still there. It still exists in high schools today. Now, I was known and liked for my talent and for my ability to keep a secret, but not for being fun and for the life of the party or the best friend. Remember, I was focused. But I wanted more of that for myself then. For some reason in high school, being popular legitimizes your existence. It wouldn't be until my mom sat me down and said, girl, until you see yourself as what you want people to see you as, they won't ever see you. Until you value you, folks will never value you or what you bring into the room. What this conversation did to me was life-changing. It lit a fire in me. Now that I think about it, my mother had a gift. She had the ability to help us strengthen our minds. You know, she helped me to ignore peer pressure and bullies. She was the first person who taught me about stepping into who you want to be now, even before you became who you are. And so I began to walk through the school like I was special. Even if I didn't truly believe it at first, I walked like I held the secrets to success, y'all. And each and every time I looked at myself in the mirror, I saw more and more of what I wanted to see and be. And that was beauty, desire, chosen and needed, and back then popular. Again, even if I didn't truly believe this now, I talked myself into it silently and carried myself confidently through the halls from then on. I soon began to get attention, positive attention. I even got my first boyfriend who actually turned out to be a very special person. And I received my first solo. Teachers began to treat me different, almost like I belonged in the room and that what I had to say mattered. My friend pool grew. It was like they were all witnessing my unveiling. I was experiencing a metamorphosis. This would be the first time I reinvented myself. Better yet, the first time I shifted my energy to allow for my light to shine, to bring about the change in my life that I wanted to see. How often do you update who you are to bring about change? How often do you improve upon the foundation of you and your gifts and all that you have learned and know? In my early days, it would be almost every single year. I talked about reinventing myself briefly in a past podcast, but year after year after year, younger dancers would enter the company with new tricks and new abilities, and I would think cuter. And I wondered, how on earth would I compare or keep up? I learned then that it wasn't them that I needed to compete with or compare myself to. It was myself. I decided I needed to create a new version of myself, similar to high school. I needed to enhance and polish myself. I needed to get a tune-up, per se, to update who I was. I needed to improve upon my gifts again. I did this by studying and taking more classes and working out more and by immersing myself in Bikram yoga. I worked on my stamina, my technique, and my artistry. I even worked on my look. I made myself new unitards, new dance clothes, and bright, beautiful colors. Many people looked forward to what I would come in the room with next. I made sure they knew I was there, that I was still very important, and that I was a part of the company that they couldn't let go. I needed them to feel like I was valuable. But more importantly, it was very, very important that I valued myself and understood all the things I brought to the Marley. Each year they saw me, they learned something new about me. They grew to see the expanse of my gifts. I was mysterious. They were always curious about what new artistry, what new thing I would do or learn next. I often surprised myself with the new versions. I often lost friends as well. As I would reinvent and improve or enhance myself, people would say, you know, you've changed. This will happen when attempting to shift your life. But as human beings, aren't we supposed to grow and shift and learn and grow and shift some more? We learn and we shed away who and what we don't need in our life. I believe if it doesn't deserve you, shed it. If it doesn't serve you, peel it away and peel it out of your life. If you need to change something or you want to add some more seasoning, more spice to the embodiment of you, do it, guys. If you want to try something you've never done, like makeup or wearing heels or a tough mutter or wearing leotards with the back out or even saying no, make room for the new you. You know, 2023 is around the corner and it's the perfect time to add something new. Decide now who and what you want. Step into that new version of yourself and live fully. Y'all not going to be ready for all the polishing and shedding I'm doing, y'all. Y'all not going to be ready. But there's always new versions, new and improved versions of me I'm ready to share with the world. Thank you guys for listening today. I really hope you enjoyed this episode and grow to know that you are allowed to create a new and improved version of yourself. Take it from me. It will bring new excitement and opportunity into your world if you do. Hoping you come back for more. Don't forget to share this podcast if you feel it will help a friend. And don't forget to follow me on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at Bring It To The Marley. Have yourself a fabtabulous day, and don't you dare forget to keep on dancing. Bye.